When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
This is Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Shavana Robert-Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista, especially today, co-host of Culture Club HTX, and I'm so excited to be here this week with all the special things going on and my beautiful, brilliant, beloved, best something.
You should say bossy. I think today bossy.
I think bossy. Like, she has been bossing me around, and she bossed Baseball Scott around.
He liked it, too. See?
Yeah, he's getting us a story quickly because he hadn't turned it
in. I'm like an editor in the newsroom. I'm like, hey, well, you're a deadline, sir. And he's like, okay, I'll get it to you.
All right, but nobody knows your name.
Oh, Shavana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX. Such a fun show. All right, so.
Here we go. Coach Nelson's Corner. Yes. I am Coach Nelson, the greatest football coach who never walked a sideline and furthermore never intends to. However, but I will in a covered stadium, of course.
In a covered stadium.
We're starting with big news. A big salute to the Rockets coach, Ime Udoka, who finished third for the NBA Coach of the Year after a historic turnaround season. I mean, he's been recognized as a top NBA coach after guiding the Houston Rockets from the bottom of the league.
Literally.
To the number two seed in the Western Conference. I mean, he really was brilliant.
And, you know, the thing I liked about him when he arrived, he didn't pull punches. He just said, hey, we suck, basically.
Yes.
A little bit more eloquently than that.
Yes.
And he got to work.
So he did.
One
he
of
did.
The things that he focused on was the defense. So they built a top five defense. And they saw second-year player Amen Thompson. He's maybe going to make the all-defense team, first team.
Yeah, which is fantastic.
The bottom, like you said, of the
but
barrel.
Again, our whole team is young, except Fred VanVleet. And he sort of declared Udoka should definitely be coach of the year. So I think that was wonderful on his part. There is some kind of question on whether he stays or not.
I think he's going to
be
gonna
very
stay.
Expensive next year.
I think
year.
He's going to stay because it seems to me, I don't know Coach Udoka personally, but it seems to me based on what we do know about him, that he is the type of person that he has a vision and he's executing on his vision. And I think it's to win a championship.
Well, I agree. And even to that extent, what his message was to the team after the loss, and he urged them to use the playoff loss as motivation. Don't be satisfied. Come back better, not settle for making the playoffs and advance. Because we're winning next year.
We just need to have him on the show, Coach.
Coach.
We're going to call you because seriously, but that's the thing. Don't be satisfied and, go to work. Like take a little bit of a off, a little bit of a break. Now the season's over, but then start working out, stay in shape and get to work.
It's so important. And I think basketball off season's pretty short anyway. Feels like they're playing from October to May.
Well, you know what's interesting, though? You're right. But what's funny is that a lot of players, because they're not mature, this is what Coach was talking about. go and get, like, they gain a bunch of weight and they just, you know, they kind of go off the grid and then they have to hurry up and get in shape.
Right.
And that's not good on your body, right? As we know. So anyway.
Terrible, terrible. However, just one thing, other thing I want to say.
Yes.
Is his turnaround, because we always have to talk about this.
What? Oh, Lord.
His Udoka's turnaround of the Rockets is a testament to the power of
leadership.
Leadership and culture change, offering hope for organizations facing long odds. I mean, like you just said, this guy is a great leader.
You know what? And I think offering hope, but also having high standards and not lowering them.
Yes.
Like he didn't lower his standards. You know, people do that, right? He didn't lower his standards. He held them accountable, but in a supportive way. And I think our team and the fact that this young team got as far as they did is a testament.
Absolutely.
So shout out Coach Udoka, and we'll be sending you an iCal, as Lisa says. Lisa calls every calendar invite an iCal. It makes me laugh because not every calendar invite is an iCal.
It's not?
No, it's only if you have an iProduct. If you have Outlook.
You're kidding, because I got iCals. I only had my, you know, whatever.
Magical is my
okay.
All right, anyway.
My first laughing hyena move from magical today.
Well, because it's not, you always say send an iCal, like, but they're not all iCal.
Well, calendar invite is way too long to write.
Okay. Anyway, what's the next story?
And everybody knows what I mean. So the next story.
Sure.
NFL's first $100 million a year quarterback is looming as the salary cap soars. Who will make history? Well, here's an interesting thing. Mm-hmm. The highest paid quarterback today is the Cowboys' Dak Prescott.
Which no one knows
who
why.
Hardly deserves it. Well, I mean, he's making $60 million a year. I mean, but
that's unbelievable.
Emerging stars like Jaden Daniels could soon shatter that record. The league's pay structure's evolving rapidly, I guess, reshaping what it means to be an elite quarterback in American sports. So Dak Prescott's leading now. Jaden Daniels is on the watch.
And then your beloved CJ could cash in after next season if he comes back.
Okay. So.
Well, you know what I think, too, and Lovely, you've been saying this for a while, ever since the NIL name, image, likeness, you know, cacophony of confusion started. I do have a wonder if now the pressure on professional teams, because kids are coming into the league being paid.
Oh, my God. We're
you know what I mean?
We're going to talk about somebody, you know, that's in college that's making, his name? Arch Manning, $6.7 million.
I mean, they're coming into the league.
That is absurd.
Paid. Yeah.
I'm sorry. The guy's, kid's a sophomore. So, in college.
So here's the thing. So think about this. So see.
Okay, I want to know if his grandfather's going to get some of it.
Well, I don't know about that. But what I do
know. I mean,
know,
he was the name. You know, hello.
Oh, no. They're not going to do that. They're not equity. Please. Here's the deal. What I do know is that you've been saying this, that the amateur notion and something to work toward like professional, it's going to start going out of the window. Because if I'm getting paid $6 million a year and I'm in college, I'm not incentivized to go pro because my career is only maybe going to be 5 years and I have a salary that's capped if I have a rookie contract. Like, I'm just going to hang out in college. So it's going to be really
interesting. How long can they hang out in college and keep
playing?
Well,
you know, some people have hung out in college.
Well, I know, but how long can you play sports?
Seven years.
College eligibility is 7 years? That is amazing.
Speaking of football, let's talk about
let's
the Texans.
Going.
So
they re-signed.
You were super happy about this.
Big dog Foley Fatukazi?
I think it's Fatukazi, yeah.
Fatukazi, anchor of the run defense and the playoff hero. So there you go. Did we let him go ever? Or we just gave him a new contract?
Well, here's the thing. Anybody that they call big dog.
This like they let him go and they brought him back.
Well, anything that. Well, no, re-signed just like it was a question mark if they were going to. And I think that was dependent.
Who was questioning it?
I think people were dependent on the draft.
Oh,
depending
okay.
Because he's a defensive tackle.
Okay, and we
so,
didn't
you know,
get
we,
any.
No, there's that. But so
the fact.
Well, I mean, this is factual.
People are listening to us because we speak we're telling English about what's going
truth.
On out there.
It's the truth. So he's going to come back. Now, they did not disclose his contract term, so it could be for one day like my contract with the Texans. But he's coming back. It puts the roster at 91 players, so people will definitely be released pretty soon. And we'll see. I mean, they do call him Big Dog, so I mean, I guess he did something as it relates to defense.
Oh, I mean, without a doubt. His signature moments included delivering a clutch fourth down stop against the Jaguars in week 4.
Did we win
the
game,
game's
though?
Outcome. I guess we did.
Mm.
And he also anchored the defense in the AFC wildcard playoff win over the Chargers. So that's a biggie.
I have a question. Magical.
He had a shoulder injury, though.
That's hard. Shoulder injuries are hard.
Yeah.
Can we move a defensive player to offense? Can we move him to the offensive line?
Get it. Can we get an OT out of him?
No, seriously.
We want OLs and OTs everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, but I don't know. Can you do that? Like, you might be able to do that.
They moved Altuve.
Well, from what to what? Where are they moving from, lovely? Let's talk about that. Right. So anyway, they often move wide receivers who were quarterbacks in college become wide receivers. I mean, so you move players around. Yeah. I do wonder that, though, because we need offensive linemen.
We do.
To protect your
and
beloved
his run
CJ.
Stopping prowess. I guess he could defend CJ, right? He could do that.
Okay, well, we'll see. All right.
He's a big guy, I'm assuming.
Well, we need
big
to.
Big dog, he must be.
He's a big. Well, ooh, what if he's not? And that's even funnier. Okay,
is he
anyway.
Big?
We're going to take a
he's
break.
He's big.
We need to do some research. We're going to take a break and we'll be back and we will report on whether or not he is big and we'll also follow up on Baseball Scott's homework assignment. And with that,
we'll be back. Bye.
Are you a business owner and looking for a fun and low-cost way to advertise? Yes? Super! You should join our Culture Club HTX crew. Visit us at cultureclubhtx.com and click on Culture Club HTX crew or send us an email at connect@cultureclubhtx. You'll be happy you did.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Robert-Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson, Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista co-host of Culture Club HTX in my business voice because
yes.
It's the business segment. And I'm here with my brilliant, beautiful, blessed, best, something or other.
Bossy.
Oh, bossy. That's really true. I'm not going to worry about anything else. Your name, please.
Siobhana Robert, who's bossy? Siobhana Robert-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX and business. I love your business voice.
You do?
I do. That's why I was like, lovely.
It scares everyone.
Well, that's what I like.
Okay.
Okay, so.
So here we are with a big headline.
Yes.
Oxy opens Innovation Center at Houston's ION as industries prepare big co-working launch.
Yes.
Well, anyway, it's a big industrious co-working launch.
Yeah.
You know, Occidental is officially open to 6,500 square foot Oxy Innovation Center. That's the name of it. At the ION in Houston, which everybody knows where it is, the old Sears building on Main Street and Wheeler, which is Richmond, not
mm-hmm.
far away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Making a major step for the company in the city's innovation hub. This move is highlighting Oxy and the ION's shared goals, advancing technology and accelerating the transition to a lower carbon future.
Well, one of the things I think is important about this is the ION now, because, I mean, has it been 5 years that it's been or longer that the ION has been in existence? It's been several years, right?
Yeah,
and
I'm trying to think. It's probably been longer than that.
Maybe like 10?
Because, well, no, it's probably a little over five. Amanda Edwards, our former councilwoman, mm-hmm. was really the founder of what became the Innovation District.
Okay.
So I think she might have still been in office when the ION opened.
Well, nevertheless, now it's 90% filled, which is great, mm-hmm. because that's one of the things
right.
that's always an issue, right? You open up this big, wonderful space, and then you got to get people to come to it. So,
and it is truly, I was there twice in the last month.
Yeah.
It's truly an extraordinary
space.
I mean, people just walk in, and especially anyone old enough to remember the Sears store, they can't
yes.
believe that's what it is. But what they really did was leave, like, just hollowed the center out,
mm-hmm. so,
straight up.
And I feel like that's a preservation play, which
very
is well
much.
Received.
Very
and
much.
And so it's Rice University and the real estate.
Rice
Real Estate is the facilitation of this expansion. So the Oxy complex is on the fourth floor, which is new.
Mm, yes.
And I just think that this is great. So there's a launch party that actually happened this week.
So industrious. Interesting. Industrious.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
So this thing is called industrious.
It's called industrious,
which
yeah.
I didn't get from reading the first line.
It's fine. So why does this matter? These developments directly impact our business community entrepreneurs by providing more cutting-edge workspaces and signals the commitment, which we love, to technology-driven and sustainable growth in businesses in general. And the growing momentum means that there are more opportunities for networking, innovation, collaboration, especially important for us as we position ourselves in this low carbon future.
For sure.
Right?
Yeah, for sure.
And we have this super, you know, so in addition to the ION, I think, and you know this because you've been twice in the last month, it's not just the space that is the ION. It's the restaurants that are surrounding. It's everything that kind of happens around the building.
Yeah, around the building.
That makes it attractive.
I think there are four or five restaurants in it. There's great tenants in it. I mean, there's open space and co-working spaces, but there's a lot of incredible offices there.
And it's a fun place to go hang out.
It is.
You can
go
Cup of Joey, who we'll have on next week. You can go and hang out with him on
Every
Fridays.
Friday morning at 8:30. And he is at that one always. Yes. I've never been there that he wasn't there.
So what else is happening? Okay, your favorite, AI agents. What's Visa doing?
Visa arms AI agents with credit cards aiming to revolutionize everyday shopping.
I'm just shaking my head.
Visa is teaming with the leading AI developers, including Anthropic, Microsoft, OpenAI, Perplexity, and Mistral, to let advanced AI agents make real purchases for consumers, not just suggest products. By securely connecting these agents to Visa's payment network, they hope to usher in a future where your AI assistant can handle errands like buying groceries or booking travel. Setting the stage for a shift as big as e-commerce itself. No one has ever AI'd a tomato for me.
So,
and I'm not going to let them.
Not only that, this whole...
We'll get hard avocados.
Yep. For sure, 100%. Because you do, there's nuance to picking an avocado. You're going to eat it today or you're going to eat it 3 days from now.
That's
also, I can just see, I laugh because I could just see the identity crisis that happens when... It's beyond just suggesting when you talk about avocado. Now you're going to get an ad for an avocado, but now you have avocados at your apartment, right? As a result, no. I just don't think it's going to work. I think it's not.
I just keep talking. We all are talking about AI all the time. It's whatever.
It's what? What do you want to say? You at a loss for words?
I'm not even letting the apps pick my groceries.
I know.
I don't use Instacart.
Me either.
I want to go there.
I want to fill my avocado.
I think it's one of the last great experiences in life, going to the grocery store. I know a lot of people hate it.
That's a reach. That's a reach.
Well, I have to say.
The last great experiences in life, lovely.
For me, it's so much. I just love it. Growing
you
up.
You like to shop, though.
I like to shop, but I like to grocery shop, especially because my daddy said we could have anything at the grocery store.
Okay, but then that just means because you have a... No, that grocery shopping in and of itself isn't awesome.
He was a child of the Depression,
and
World War II and all that stuff. And the one place they could have stuff was at the food store, at the grocery store. So, I mean, it was a wild adventure when I was growing up. Meanwhile, let's go back to this.
So you want the AI, Visa's AI thing, picking your avocado, it sounds like.
I don't want AI in any more of me anywhere. Okay. I don't want Visa having my identity with AI. Stuff.
That's
not
my
that
point.
They don't, but I think this whole identity thing is just getting ridiculous.
So here's what they say. They said, okay, so for those of you who are listening saying, okay, people, stop being Luddites. It's fine. They say users will get to set limits and preferences. Initial purchases will need approval, but agents may gain more independence over time. Red flag, red flag. The system allows AI to learn from a user's transaction history. Now, here's the deal.
With consent.
But here's the deal. There's some transactions that people are making that I don't know they want AI to know about. That's number A. Anyway, and so that's going to enable them to make more personalized because you know what's going to happen. The person using their Visa is going to go buy something that they think nobody knows about. AI, because
it's going to pop it up on their phone.
It's going to pop it up on their phone.
When they're out with the one person they really don't want to know.
Exactly. Do you want to order another XYZ?
And they're going to. It's really an X.
We know that. Anyway, why does this matter? Because this could change. The prediction is it can change how people shop. And for some people, they think shopping is time consuming and running errands in grocery stores and avocados. That's time consuming. So this would help them those that think it's time consuming. I don't.
Yeah, but you know, those that think it's time consuming are the same ones that haven't taken their nose off of their phone in forever,
or who order one smoothie. Check this out. Okay, so you know, I have things to say and thoughts about people who live in my building and order one thing from Uber Eats, like one smoothie. So I asked the Uber Eats person, "Hello, how much did that cost?" And they said, "Well, the smoothie was $8." And I said, "But how much did it cost them?" And he's like $19. I said, "So the delivery fee is more than the smoothie?" And he's like, "Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me either, but hey, that's wild."
I think it's
one
crazy,
smoothie, $19?
Order a couple and freeze them. I mean, like, you know.
Go to the Smoothie King and I mean, like, I couldn't believe it. He's like, "Oh yeah, people do this all the time. One smoothie for night." Could you imagine? Anyway, those people will use this. They'll use the Visa bot for all their things. Well, anyway, with that,
are we done?
What we need is probably take a break.
We do?
Yeah, I think so. What other business story do you have? Do you have another business thing that's happening this week?
I have kind of something very interesting.
Okay, we'll talk about that. And then let's talk about the business of Mother's Day. Because this is Mother's Day.
This is Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's Day. Well,
which I have lots of things. I have lots of feelings about it.
About Mother's Day?
Because I think it's all contrived.
Well,
I think,
it's a Hallmark holiday.
Right, and I just think, it's okay, people can do what they want to do. But the pressure that people put on themselves and other people in their family. First of all, you should celebrate your mom or someone who has mothered you. No one else owes you anything. But people think other people. I'm like, no, where do we get this from? Anyway, it's a big business. Roses are three times as expensive. Why? It's like Valentine's Day.
It's never been my biggest holiday.
I mean, like, you're a mom, right? It doesn't make any sense that you are a mother.
You know, and my daughter, when they had the first child, they decided that Mother's Day would be their family event and not include her mother.
Okay. Me.
And I think my feelings were really hurt once. And then I kind of got over it.
Well, because it's like.
It's you know, hey.
I kind of get it. Right? She's little kid. I mean, I kind of get it. I just think that, you know, it's because it's be ballooned into this thing that it gets all weird. So I think it is big business.
It is.
And I think it's exploitative.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. So that's. But what were you about to say? So we don't end the segment on that.
We're going to not end the segment. Just a rumor somebody just said to me at a luncheon, but it probably has to be true, and that is that...
Magical's laughing.
No, that is that... Oh, God. Never mind.
A rumor that someone said...
I'm not going to share it because I can't remember all the details.
Well, that makes it even juicier, right? The rumor, that's the best part. You tell
Here's
like 30%.
The big deal. Okay, the big essence of it all is that Jamie Dimon, the head of JPMorgan Chase, is really trying to ramp up Visa to chase American Express's everything, travel, business, et cetera.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that is interesting. And there's way more details, but he's absolutely after, probably Amex, the Lux travel business of Amex, all the things Amex is doing.
And you know how he's going to accomplish that, he thinks, with this AI bot that's going to buy your avocado.
I'm sure that's true.
Well, let's do some more research. That's very interesting. Let's
Isn't
do some
it?
More. Yeah, that's interesting.
I get around.
There's a Tupac song. Do you know that song by Tupac?
It's a Beach Boys song.
Do you know? But do you know?
Was it Jan and Dean or the Beach Boys?
Do you know the Tupac Shakur? Hello. You don't think so? Tupac Shakur has a song called I Get Around. Do you not know that song?
You got to be kidding, asking me that. Seriously.
You know Drake's songs? You know
Tupac? I do not know his songs.
Okay, well, anyway, we'll make sure you do know that song. Let's go listen to the song on our break. And with that, we'll be back.
Still clown when we come around.
I'm Lisa Holland Nelson, Vice President and Chief Marketing Officer of Astounds, and we invite you to dive into the dynamic world of digital marketing services with us. Astounds is not just an internet marketing service provider. We're your gateway to the future of online marketing. With our innovative approaches ranging from great website design to impactful online advertising and social media, we'll equip your business with the tools to grow. We want the opportunity to astound you. Grow your business online with us at astounds.com.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland Nelson and Shivana Robert Schreiber.
And we're back. I'm Lisa Holland Nelson Bowman Lombardi, fashionista co-host of Culture Club HTX, here with my beautiful, very bossy, best, brilliant, beloved, co-host
Shavonna Roberts-Robert, the other half of Culture Club HTX, and in our favorite food group.
In our favorite food group, fitness, fashion, and wellness. Fashion, fitness, and wellness, whatever we want to call it.
But they all go together.
The passion of my life.
We know.
As we know. We have a special guest today.
We do.
And someone I've known for a long time, as have you, I hear.
Yeah.
Today's guest is Dr. Michael Streitman, a double board certified plastic surgeon with more than 25 years of experience transforming lives through cosmetic and reconstructive surgery. Dr. Streitman is currently with Westlake Dermatology in Houston and is known not only for his clinical excellence, but also for the compassion and care he brings to everyone.
Who wrote
patient.
That?
Well, I knew him when he was much younger, and I don't know how compassionate.
Was he compassionate and caring?
He was funny.
He
was nice.
You
he
are
was funny.
Anyway. So today what we're here to talk about is confidence, aging well, and how thoughtful aesthetic care can support both health and self-image.
And one thing we didn't have on the list, brown spots. What do you do about them?
You mean like sunspots?
Yeah. First,
we'll put on sunscreen and stay out of the sun.
What do you
mean?
But he's going to tell us about
that's
himself.
That's what you do.
They're best
in its
prevented.
Own words.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
What'd you say?
They're best prevented.
Yeah, but after they weren't.
Oh, God.
There's still ways to fix it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about yourself and your practice. Specifically, we know you've been practicing for 25 years, but where are you practicing now? Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery. But what areas of the body do you focus on?
Not much focus. I like it. I like head to toe. It keeps me busy. I like the variety.
Okay.
Okay.
So but don't you have a specialty in hands?
No, I do not. I do some basic hand surgery still.
Okay.
But that is not a specialty.
Okay, well, that's probably like...
But plastic surgeons are like the best hand surgeons, right? Because you're fine, you're tuned, trained to be such fine
Our
humans.
Orthopedic cousins are good, too. We share the hand together.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to say that one's better than the other.
Oh, okay. You do know about ear, nose, and throat. We talked about that. Anyway, not the point. So you have a favorite procedure since you don't have a favorite, you know... area that you work on?
I really don't have a favorite procedure. It's a question I get asked all the time.
Are you a litigator?
No, I'm not.
Okay.
but I enjoy doing all the different stuff. It keeps to do the same thing over and over and over again just isn't interesting to me. I mean, I enjoy breast surgery. I enjoy face surgery. I enjoy body surgery, rhinoplasty.
Mm-hmm. Nose jobs for people who don't know.
Yep. So... But it keeps me on my toes.
So we're guessing, since especially you have such a wide variety of procedures, that you're dealing with a lot of misinformation in your practice about what you do and about what other people do. What are the most common misconceptions you encounter?
The most common misconception is that when you get breast implants, that they have to be replaced every 10 years.
So where did that come from? I feel like that used to be like a thing.
It's an internet myth. They are not like tires that have a finite lifespan that need
well,
to be changed.
Well, some of them feel like tires.
But, as long as they're doing well and there's no problems, I've seen implants that were 40 years old.
Really?
Still doing the job.
So it wasn't that previously they leaked or whatever.
Well, they always have the potential to leak, but they don't. It's not a must that they be changed every time.
Because I do think that I've definitely heard that. It's like people used to believe, like it's like you said, like tires. Like, oh, you got to go. But that's not true.
That's not true.
Huh. Anything else that people have misconceptions about?
Another thing is Botox injections.
Mm.
I mean, some people are reticent to get an injection because they don't want their face to be frozen. It would take an inordinate amount of Botox to make your face frozen. You might, you won't make the expressions as well, perhaps, but when you're angry or surprised, people are going to know it.
That's very interesting. So just going from that, and this isn't on the list.
We know. Your favorite. Spitball.
Well, I can't help myself. I'm curious. I understand. I've seen some fairly frozen Botox injections in my life. But the other side of it is filler. So I'd like to ask about filler right now. Misconceptions about filler and the conception of what you're supposed to look like. I mean, some of it is very strange. How did that even come about?
Well, fillers have been around since the late 60s, early 70s, when they were injecting collagen under the skin. And that was from cows.
Bovine. No, that's pig.
That's cow. You got it right.
Oh, but look at me.
So you used to have skin tests for that first, and then they came out with the newer ones here in the early. Well, it was probably late 90s when they first came out. But I mean, fillers are they're a very nice product. The nice thing about fillers is they're for the most part not permanent. Mm-hmm. You might think of that as a drawback, but if you don't like it or something bad happens, it's going to go away.
Yeah.
So,
you know, one of the things that I'll say a misconception I've heard about any sort of enhancement, let's call it, whether it's a filler, Botox, or, you know, more, you know, direct plastic surgery, is that people are like hesitant to get things done, even though getting things done make them look better and therefore feel better and therefore behave more confidently. So it's just, I don't know what people, it's almost like they think if I get a filler or Botox, then I'm not being like true to like who I am. And I'm like, no, you wear makeup and you brush your teeth, hopefully. So you're
wear
just,
nice clothes.
Yeah, you're just like enhancing the way you look because it matters. You say this, lovely, the whole 9/10, what you're saying?
Presentation is 9/10 of the law and the other 10th doesn't matter. It doesn't. If people won't look at you, really
they won't look at you.
They don't want to have a meal with you. They're not dating you. They're not doing all those things. So somehow or another,
yeah,
I feel like it's really important. Presentation to me, in my opinion, is probably very different than it is in other people. So
say
I'm allowing
more.
That. You know,
what do you mean?
I think other people could have lower expectations than I have.
Okay,
and
fair.
I think that's fine. That's what I'm saying. When I say presentation is 9/10 of the law, to the expectation of the person you're presenting, it's important.
I think you're absolutely correct. I mean, the other thing that the corollary to that is you don't get a second chance to make a first impression.
Yeah, that's right.
So
I mean, I think you got 5 seconds maybe. You know,
yeah.
They say 60, but BS. That's
FCC.
Yeah. No, but that's not true.
Yeah, I agree.
I mean, you take one look and it's a blink.
Either you're in or you're not. Yeah. Either I'm going to listen to what this person's going to say and understand who they are, or I'm not. That's a very good point. So that's what I think. You know, I know you work on all parts of, you know, the whole entire body, but I feel like that's what you really do. You help people keep their presentation together or enhance the presentation, you know, of themselves that they have. That's what I think.
Another, I think, myth or question that people have is the when of it all. I mean, rumors happen,
good.
Start early, don't start early. Start early, do it often, wait as long as you can.
That's
what's
not good.
The truth about tweaking yourself?
Enhancing.
It's different for at different ages.
Okay.
You know, if you have a problem with your appearance that has to do with your nose, you need to wait till you're done growing.
Yeah.
But you're safe to do that at age 18 for a female, 19 for a male.
Okay.
There's no reason to wait if it's something that you feel is egregious and upsets you and makes you feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're doing a breast reduction, you want to wait till your breasts are done growing. But then after that, you're good to go.
When are breasts done growing?
Well,
I have no idea.
Usually,
we know.
About the time your foot stops growing, usually.
It's like your body is
17,
growing.
18 for a female.
Okay.
You know, and if you're uncomfortable and feel terrible and you're getting noticed more than you want to be noticed, there's no reason to wait till you're 30.
Right.
You know?
Well, and I mean,
let's talk neck lifts and facelifts.
Ooh, I have lots to say about that. I'm not the doctor, though.
Those are kinder and gentler than they used to be. I mean, the incisions have gotten progressively smaller. Mm-hmm. The recovery time has gone down. So it depends on the degree of, I hate to say the word deformity, but that's...
Well,
yeah,
and the amount of work
right.
that you have to do.
Just amount of work you have to do.
You
were tracking.
45 and you had a 100-pound weight loss and your face and your neck are droopy. Why wait till you're 55?
That's right.
Right,
or you can be in great shape at 65 and not really need a facelift yet. Maybe just a facial laser or some filler or some Botox is going to temporize you. So it all has to be customized to the patient, because no two patients are the same.
Well, and isn't it true, though, for different procedures that one might have, like your skin elasticity does matter, right? So like you mentioned, if someone loses 100 pounds and they're older and our skin gets less elastic as we age, right? That's different.
Right. It's not going to snap back as well. So
right.
maybe they might pull the trigger sooner than someone who hasn't.
But that's what if they come to see you, you'll walk them through all of the different things to consider so people can make the most informed decision. And one thing I do know about you is that you're not like, what do you call it? I don't want to disparage any doctors, but these doctors who will like do anything to anybody, even if it's not the best thing for them, like someone comes in and they want gigantic whatever and they'll just do it. You're not like that. And so that's true. People do that. I do think that's why you see the strangeness that you mentioned. Wow. I think it's important that whatever you're considering, whether it's something like filler or Botox or whatever, that you work with someone like you who will be thoughtful, who realizes not every person is the same and will customize versus just saying, whatever you want, put it on the list. It's like, no.
You don't want to be overdone. I mean,
that's what that's,
results
yeah.
should look natural. People should know that you look good, but not really know
why.
Why?
Yeah.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. Is there? I'm sure there is. This is not a really
what?
Clever question.
What
is there? Computer imaging? Like, if you're working with someone, can you possibly take a front image and show them how they would look different?
You can. I'm not a big fan of it.
Okay. Old school.
I mean,
okay.
I could take your picture mm-hmm. and put it in a morphing program mm-hmm. and make your nose look like Pinocchio, but that doesn't mean I can deliver that.
Right.
So
okay.
what I try to do is I have before and after pictures of my own patients,
yeah. mm-hmm.
and there's a lot of them at this point in my career. So I can usually find someone in my picture book that looks like the patient that's with me.
Oh, interesting. That's great.
Be it their nose or their breasts or their abdomen.
Yeah.
As soon as I see them, I know exactly which picture I'm going to show
okay.
them.
Okay.
Oh, that's interesting.
And
I
usually
that's
say, great. Does this remind you of anyone? And they'll say, that's me.
Okay.
And then they can see a real operative result. I mean, I think it's fine to do those things, but I just don't know if you can deliver.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah, I mean, you
because it's artistry in a yeah. way, right? I mean, well, all of this is artistry because, yeah. I mean, you're building a thing, right? Or like, right? You're constructing a thing. It's not just like plug and play.
A remodel.
Okay, that's a good one. Body remodeling. Yeah. I like that. Okay, like so that. Where can people find out more about you and about your practice? And you all have some specials and things going right now, don't you?
Yes, there are some specials going. We have two offices here in Houston.
So who is we?
Westlake Dermatology.
Okay.
I'm at the office on Bissonnette, and we also have a location on Westheimer.
Mm-hmm. Are you like on Bissonnette near in Southampton?
Yes.
They're above Agnes, the Cafe Agnes.
Yeah, where that. Yeah.
Right
yeah.
There.
No,
Bissonnette,
I mean,
Shepherd.
I live very close
right down the street, yeah.
In Montrose, in the
yeah.
museum district.
So, what are some of the things you are running, like product specials, filler specials, all kinds of things?
I brought a list.
Okay.
All right. I didn't want to forget anything.
Here are your glasses.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I don't want to forget anything. Where are my glasses?
Okay, right now.
In May.
We're running a special with breast augmentation. You get one free breast implant.
Really?
You have to buy the other one.
Okay. Magical is like falling out.
I don't know how much they are.
$900 a piece.
But that's not how much the procedure.
That's before the surgery.
So that's,
right?
that's a $900 discount.
That's great.
Just the implant itself. Is
that's
$900.
Great. Good. Good to know.
We have 10% off. Fillers, we have, it's $100 off fillers, 10% off the ultra clear laser, and 10% off rhinoplasty.
What do you use the ultra clear laser
for? I was just about
for?
To say, talk to us about what people use that for.
Fine lines, wrinkles, brown spots, we talked about that earlier. Very superficial blood vessels.
Mm. So it would take off, like if you're starting to get a little, what is it, rosy stuff or something on
correct.
Your face, it'll clear that.
It's kind of the latest, greatest thing. It's advertised as a cool laser or a cold laser,
mm-hmm.
which is not exactly true.
Yeah, okay.
It's not
still.
As hot as other lasers,
are
which
you
does make it cool.
cooler.
But downtime
but it's not cool.
from
the,
it?
My wife had one recently, and we had some pictures on my Instagram, and she was presentable out, going out and about in 4 days.
Okay.
Oh, wow. That
so
is
so better
faster.
Than like yeah. getting your face burned off.
It's a kinder, gentler burn.
So big question that everybody wants to know, and since we're on ESPN Radio, we're going to ask it. Are women having more things done than men, or is it on par at this point?
It, even over my entire practice, it's been pretty much 10% male, 90% female.
Wow.
Mine has been a little bit more. Mm-hmm. I get more men than I think most plastic surgeons get.
Mm.
In my practice, it's about 20%, 80%.
Why do you get more men?
I don't know. Maybe I'm more relatable.
He's a guy's guy.
You know?
He doesn't always look like this. He was like a guy's guy. He has a truck and everything. He is.
Yes.
So that's probably why.
Yeah.
Yeah. You hunt.
So if you want a plastic surgeon with a truck, Dr. Streitman's
I'm
your
guy.
Well, but seriously, I think that makes sense because you are different than other plastic surgeons that I've known in that you're like a guy. Like, you drink Mountain Dew. I mean, like, you're just like a guy.
Beer, too.
And beer. Look, magical. But it's the truth. And so, okay. So, you, really, 20, 80, 20, huh?
About 80, 20 for me.
See, I just feel like men are getting more things done and just lying about it. No? Okay.
Not so much.
I don't think they're lying so much.
But the things that they're getting done have changed.
Like, well, give us a quick example. Some things that are
10
popular
years ago,
now.
The number one procedure for men was liposuction.
Okay.
And today, it's blepharoplasty.
What is that?
Eyelids.
Ah.
I think as the nation gets older and grays and men realize how important it is to look right when you're in business,
mm-hmm.
you know, Blepharoplasty is number one for men.
Huh. Well, there you go. And brown spots. Tell us that before we let you go. You were asking about prevention, though. You said prevention is better.
Yeah. Lots of sunblock. If you're going to buy one skincare product and put it on every day, it should be sunblock.
Amen. I say this to everybody forever and ever. Amen.
Face
thank
and
you.
Back of
and everywhere. And I wear gloves sometimes when I drive because, and I'm black and I wear sunscreen. I mean, hey, there was a time when black people didn't think they needed to wear sunscreen.
Hey, man, I just was sitting next to a beautiful black woman at a luncheon.
With skin
today.
Cancer?
No, with sun, like sunburn.
Yeah.
I mean, like the tan lines from her bathing suit. I said, my God, you're tan.
Which is not good.
Well,
your body's saying,
I would say it to anyone, but like.
Yeah. Anyway, so sunscreen. Thank you for saying that because I say it and people think I'm the sunscreen police, which I am. But you saying like it is the number one product that you should buy.
Yep.
Thank you. Okay.
And then there are some topical bleaching creams that you can get. Those are usually obtained through a physician's office. You can't get them over the counter.
You can't. But
so don't buy them on Amazon, people.
Lastly would be the laser. I mean, start non-invasive and inexpensive and less painful and move up the line of pain and suffering and money and
time. Well, we have to look at the discounts while they're there.
Well, what I was going to say, and it's Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. And again, I mean, I just think it's important. We think it's important to take care of yourself, present well, do what you need to do to feel your best, period, including going to talk to Dr. Schreiman and the good people at Westlake Dermatology and Cosmetic Surgery.
Absolutely.
Right at Bissonette and Shepherd.
Or
on the corner.
Or the one across from the Briar Club on Westheimer and River Oaks.
Right.
I went to the wrong one. That's how I know. Anyway, well, thank you so much for being here. We enjoyed our time together.
It was good to be here.
Yeah. And so tell us, what's the URL? WestlakeDermatology.com.
Is that it?
Yep. So WestlakeDermatology.com. And you can check you out and hear about all these specials.
Exactly.
All right. Perfect. And with that, we'll be back.
Bye.
I'm Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, co-host of Culture Club HTX, here to talk to you about my other gig, CEO of SNR Creative Advisory. At SNR Creative, we're an elite team of seasoned professionals with one simple mission, partnering with our clients to creatively solve problems. Whether it's help with your business development, updating your communication strategy, or navigating a shift related to business transformation, our team of experts are here to help you think through that transition and execute it seamlessly. To learn more, visit snr-creative.com.
You're listening to Culture Club HTX on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5 from the Veritex Community Bank Studios. Here's Lisa Holland-Nelson and Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber.
Hello, I'm Lisa Holland-Nelson Bowman Lombardi, the fashionista co-host of Culture Club HTX, and here with my beautiful, beloved, blessed, bossy, and brilliant co-host.
See, you know what? Now that you've added bossy, you get all of them.
No problem. No problem. I do have to say one thing.
Who's bossy? Siobhana Roberts-Schreiber, the other half of Culture Club HTX, what?
I've been dying to say this for so long. So we're going to talk just a moment before we get to community about bossy.
Okay.
Everybody knows I have three incredible granddaughters.
Uh-huh.
My oldest granddaughter, Selma Baines Rose, at her second birthday, came down to the stairs, and I had 10 girlfriends there celebrating her second birthday. And the first real full sentence they ever heard her say was, "Hey, everybody, follow me. Come to my room. We're going to have a great time." And everybody did. About a month later, Selma was at Southampton Montessori School, and her teacher called my daughter and said, "I really need to speak with you about Selma." So my daughter comes in to speak about Selma, and Selma's teacher says, "You know, Selma's a lovely child, but she is a little bit bossy." And my daughter says, "We call that leadership at our house."
Amen.
Hey, man. So we finally got leadership in your name. That's my whole point of all of this.
Yes.
Because it's our favorite thing.
Yeah. Okay. So community. Let's talk about what's happening.
So we're going to actually talk about my activities for the last few weeks.
Because there have been many.
It has just been insane. And I don't mean insane badly, but just a lot of exciting things going on.
In the community.
In the community, starting like a week ago Friday. I think like on Friday, May 2nd, the Latin Women's Initiative, who's been around, I think they're celebrating their 30th anniversary this year.
Yeah.
And they had their incredible Cinco de Mayo luncheon honoring, you know, very, you know, big donors in the community, but also giving money to five different nonprofits every single year.
Which I think is such a great
idea. It is so great. And it's always at the Hilton Americas with this incredible shopping opportunity.
And a shot of tequila at the end.
And a shot of tequila at the end. And that was just wonderful. And on the same day, I was so fortunate to attend the Make-A-Wish Gala for the first time ever.
Oh, how was it?
It was incredible.
Did
it was incredible, and my friend, Mandy Williams, was the honoree, and Mandy is an extraordinary woman. I think at one point was a broker of some sort in the financial management business and retired at 40, and she bought a race car. I think it's a Ferrari. I'm not even sure.
Oh, you were telling me this.
But
yeah.
she and this lovely gentleman who was sitting next to me who backed her, they raced this car, but on the car were names of sponsors of Make-A-Wish. They never had like a big STP oil sponsor or something like that. So every year they resold the sponsorships and raced it all over the place. So she was honored as a, you know, longtime supporter of Make-A-Wish. The car was there. I get a picture of me with the car. We could share that.
We should share that.
With
That's
Mandy,
so fun.
Which is just fabulous. The car was amazing. Lots of kids who have made wishes. You know, I didn't realize that a lot of Make-A-Wish kids survive. I did not know that. I thought most of them didn't. Unfortunately, the man I was sitting next to, his child did not survive. But so it was just an extraordinary, extraordinary night. Congratulations, Make-A-Wish. I was so honored to be there. And the next day, almost in the same vein, was the Kentucky Derby. So I was fortunate enough once again to be at the Bose Place Derby party, which was lots of fun. I did not pick the winner, so I didn't make any money. However, if you don't know what Bose Place does, Bose Place is a counseling center for people who've lost loved ones and loved ones of any ages. And it provides, you know, grievance counseling
support,
and then more and more and more. So just an absolutely wonderful organization. And Sunday, like, you know, I
this
never
is
come
crazy.
Out on
Friday,
Sunday,
Saturday, Sunday,
was the Little Readers Fiesta that was put on by Legacy Community Health. Interesting about Legacy Community Health, it's the largest community health care organization in the United in Houston, probably one of the largest in the country. Huge budget. But it started out, I think, as AIDS Foundation. So it started out as a community health organization around AIDS. And many people think that's what they do.
Well, it's, they do still have a big...
1% of their business is AIDS patients. Isn't that incredible?
Well, that's some of that is because there are less AIDS patients.
Well, that.
Because
plus
of like all the
huge,
drugs.
They're huge community health care.
Yes.
Dentistry. Absolutely everything.
It's expansive now.
All of it. But they built this program called Little Readers. And they give books to kids that come... And, you know, to
for
see
services.
For services. So far, they've given away 300,000 books.
So are they hooked up with their friends at the Harris County Literacy Trina?
They were not.
But they should be.
They were honoring the Barbara Bush Literacy Foundation.
Well, I mean,
yesterday.
It seems like they should be hooked
Same
up
thing.
With
they
all
should.
Of the, just
and,
because.
And they may be, but that wasn't who was honored.
Yeah.
But so that was Sunday. Should I keep going this week?
Well, on Sunday, I have one thing. I went to D.C. For the Touch Black Breast Cancer Alliance 5th anniversary and Touch and the Black Breast Cancer Alliance. So it's touchbbca.org. It's all about getting women of color, not just black women, but women of color into clinical trials so they can have alternatives to breast cancer treatment. But also it's expanded. So it's not just for women who are and men, people who are have breast cancer diagnosis, but it's also around breast health. So what do you need to do? Where do you need to go to get to take care of your breasts, whether that's scans and mammograms, et cetera? And they partner with all kinds of organizations around the country. So not just they're just headquartered in Baltimore. But that's where I was. So I went to one thing to your they had two events, but I went to that and you went to in the same number of days. You've already gone through four. This is our lives. This is the
four
difference.
In 3 days.
Yes. Yeah.
And then we're back Tuesday. For the CanCare luncheon. And
have
for
mercy.
Those of you, if you don't know what CanCare is, we will have the, you know, Darcy on our show at some point because it's so important. CanCare provides caregivers, not caregivers, but cancer survivors as friends and advisors to current cancer patients,
which is so,
through the journey.
Which is such a needed thing.
It's so incredible.
To have basically someone that has walked the journey and can help
in
navigate.
In most cases, the same cancer as you have.
That's a great mission.
It's incredible. And it you also, they have a candle lighting thing with candles, you know, like
what?
Toy candles. They're not.
Oh, like not,
not
like the ones you do
matches.
At church. Which is not
yeah,
candles.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, everybody lights a candle for themselves or someone they love.
Oh, that's great.
One woman at my table had six people, which is
Yeah.
But anyway, so it was just awesome. And I know they had a great
And then where did you
day.
Go? You went somewhere at the end of the week. So Thursday. Say Sunday. You went
yeah.
somewhere Thursday. Where'd you go Thursday?
Well, I have one more before Thursday.
Oh, God.
Can I do that?
Sure.
Because this is so important.
This is what Lisa does.
BRASS is the Baylor Research Advocates for Student Scientists. Mm-hmm. They're also celebrating their 30th year this year. Mm-hmm. And they are incredible. This is a group of people that 30 years ago, 11 of them, started funding student scientists. So okay. Baylor has a whole PhD program. Now, a lot of them are PhD, MDs and PhDs, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. but a lot of them are just getting PhDs to become scientists. They're mm-hmm. not going to become MDs. And this was the 30th anniversary. It was a beautiful event.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, they had scholars speaking. And the first time I ever went was 19 years ago.
Oh.
And the scholar that got a check that night was speaking.
This time?
I mean, he's an established research guy.
Like, oh, that's awesome.
Published, fun, you know, really well-respected. I mean, it was just a wonderful thing. And it's sort of an under-the-radar mm-hmm. organization. But I was so happy to be there. And last but not least, we're going to talk about – oh, no, I'm not almost done. Men of Distinction. So the Men of Distinction raise money generally for different researchers within hospitals.
Uh-huh.
So every year they honor three men.
Mm.
And this year, my hero, Dr. Bernard Harris,
oh, God.
Was one. So
that's
I got
one word,
a big
hero.
Hug from him. My
crush.
Hero, crush,
yeah.
all the things. And
yeah.
I got to go up and tell him all the things. But he was as happy to see me, weren't you, Dr. Harris? I know you were. You
of
know.
Course, sure. Yes.
I mean, there were two other extraordinary, John Bookout and Albert Chow, extraordinary men. But,
uh-huh.
you know, me and Dr. Harris, what can
Got
I
a
say?
Thing going
so
on.
So that was just fabulous. Yeah. And thank you, Scott Evans from Social Book, who's one of the founders of the luncheon and hosted me. And last but not least, Thursday, I went to the Asia Society's first ever fashion show and fundraiser. The show was put on by Saks Fifth Avenue,
oh, nice.
Featuring Zhang Toy and Danny
Where was
Yen.
It?
It was at the Post Oak.
Okay.
It was absolutely incredible. Absolutely a beautiful, beautiful event. And the first time, and they will be continuing it, I ended up running into my friend Marty Goosen, who's the former CEO of J.P. Morgan Chase, you know, wealth management
okay.
here in Houston. And interestingly, he's the chair of the Asia Society. And
oh,
I,
interesting.
I said, and he looks at me, he says, and you wonder why this white man is the chair of the Asia Society. And he says, because I lived there 24 years.
Okay.
I lived in Asia longer than anybody here has lived in Asia. You know, like it was just,
That's
it
funny.
Was really funny.
Yeah.
You know, but so anyway, so he's chair of the board and they've got lined up already with chairs for next year and we're done.
Well, I'm laughing because,
off.
Yeah. Because you were like, oh, I don't have that much.
I had no idea I would fill this all up. And if
yeah.
it was boring, let us know.
Well, here's the funny thing. So now you've gotten a glimpse into Lisa's life. And she's always running around. And this is why. Because also, I was sitting here thinking as you were going through them, you say everything is extraordinary. So I'm thinking, but I'm sure she went to something that wasn't. But we only report on the great things. You went to you probably.
I don't anymore. I really don't.
Well, but you don't know if it's going to suck until you get there in some cases.
I'm pretty
Right, in some
I'm
cases you don't
think,
know.
Is anything sucky in
well, we're not
going to
talk about it.
It.
That's the whole point. You did the highlights, not the lowlights.
Yeah,
but
I don't.
But the highlights still were 8 events in like 6 days, which is hilarious to me.
Well, and I haven't done that for years. And I just want to say
she
one other thing.
She does this every week.
I have not.
She does this
after
every,
COVID. I really
she does this every week.
Slowed
y'all.
Down
every week. Lisa and I have the following conversation.
So how about
my
the
schedule
why of it?
This week is
Can
just
I, do
crazy.
I have time to say
no,
the why
you don't.
Of it?
I you've talked. It's my
okay,
turn.
I have to stop.
This is what happens every week. Lisa says to me every week, and we're going to say this, and we're going to go to a break. I don't know how my calendar got so booked this week. It's just crazy. And I say, I know how. You say yes to things. And she goes, no, but it's okay. It's okay. Stuff I want to do. But every week, we have the same conversation about, how many things she has on her calendar. So
but more than all the things, I just have to say.
What's that?
One of the reasons I'm at all the things is because other people come to all my things. And okay. I have to support them back.
Sure. I'm at all the things of our show. But nevertheless, yes, agreed. Okay, and with that, what do we want people to do on this Mother's Day? Well, first of all, happy, happy Mother's Day
happy
to the mothers.
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
And we want you to
stay focused,
stay fit,
and stay fabulous.
And we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you love listening to Siobhana and me talk about all the things every Sunday here? Do you ever wish you could see what we're laughing about so much? Especially what Magical's laughing about? You're in luck. Subscribe to our YouTube channel and see the fun clips and outtakes from the show, as well as our super special series, Friends by the Fireplace, that we release every Friday. Finding us on YouTube is easy breezy. Type Culture Club HTX and voila, you're in.